Hello.
Well, hi, good evening, sir. This is Walter speaking. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. Do you have a few minutes to share?
Yes.
You have a couple of minutes? Excellent. So, to continue, am I speaking to Joseph Cox?
Yes, that's me.
All right. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
I believe so, yes.
Awesome. All right. So to start, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature, right? The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances?
I will probably require a, is it mail-in ballot?
Yeah. March primary
will
ballot.
Will I be able to get a ballot in the mail?
No, well, that it's something which is, I don't have that information, to be honest with you. Right.
Okay. Chances are, yes, probably.
Probably 50-50? Oh, probably will vote, okay. To continue in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Or just 50-50?
I'll vote for all the elections, but I'll vote for the Democrat candidates.
So in that case, it's almost certain to vote?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, to continue, sir. And what year were you born?
What year?
Yes.
I was born in 1999.
Okay. Thank you. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No? Okay. Do you consider yourself to be white, African, American?
White.
We're back. Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going to the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off, you know, on the wrong track?
Whenever I would just say that, you know, things improve when we have more Democrats in office. That's my personal opinion.
All right, so we might say that's going on wrong direction, or it's right direction for you?
Probably the right direction.
The right direction. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you, okay, in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Now, I'll start with housing affordability, right? Jobs and wages, public safety and crime, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, water policy, inflation and cost of living, homelessness, parental rights and education, or others?
Probably homelessness and general safety.
Wow. All right. Cool. Now, to continue, sir, okay, I'm now going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'll let you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, some unfavorable, some unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Now, I'll start with Joe Biden. Is that very favorable for you? Someone favorable, someone unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Yeah, preferable. I would vote for him.
Favorable? Very favorable? All right.
Yes.
Awesome. Let's continue with Steve Brandel. What do you think about that?
With what?
Steve Brandel?
I'm not familiar with him.
All right. And Donald Trump?
I think very poorly of him.
Very favorable? But Donald Trump?
No, poorly. Poorly.
Oh,
bad.
Very, very poorly. So that would be very unfavorable. Yeah. What about Gary Birdfeld?
I don't know him, but if he's a Republican, I think
Politicus.
To be honest, I don't know either,
all
but
right.
In general, I'm a Democrat, so yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What about, Gavin, Newsom?
Yeah, preferable.
Preferable? All right, cool. So that will be somewhat preferable or very, very preferable for you. With
yes.
Given. Very, very, okay.
Yeah, preferable.
Preferable, okay. Now, thinking about the March primary election and the primary election for Fresno County, Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Gary, you know, Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Diane Bordes, for example, Steve Rendell, county supervisor and businessman, Bryce Herrera, and, you know, politics in county. So this is recorded from four. Whom will you vote? Like Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Diane Bordes, Steve Rendell.
I will. I'm not sure. I'll.
Okay.
Is Paul Dixon the Democrat? I think I've heard of him, so I'll probably just vote for him.
Whom? I'm sorry.
I'll probably just vote for Paul Dixon.
Right. So we have Gary Bredefeld, Diane Bordes, Steve Rendell, Barry Herrera, Paul Dixon.
Rendell.
Okay. Okay. So it will be Steve Rendell. Okay. Awesome. Now, how certain are you that you will vote for Steve Rendell, county supervisor, businessman? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
Somewhat. You know, somewhat certain.
Yeah. And how will you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as Fresno City Council member? Is that excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fine. Just
fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah.
Fine. Fair. Okay, good. Now, how will you rate the job being done by Steve Rendell as county supervisor? Is that excellent? Good. Just fair?
Yeah, good.
Just fair, okay. And thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. And I'll start with a candidate who is 80 years old. Is that, like, much more likely for you? Somewhat more likely?
Less likely.
More or less likely. Okay.
Yeah.
A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. Is that likely?
Yeah, more preferable.
Okay, that will be the... All right, cool. A candidate who is a Democrat.
More preferable.
Okay. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with, you know, fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
Less preferable.
Less. Okay.
Yeah.
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
It doesn't make a difference.
No difference. Okay. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Yeah, doesn't make a difference.
No difference. Okay. A candidate who will bring more affordable high density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
If it means more affordable housing, then probably more preferable.
So that would be more preferable. Okay. And a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Again, if they're a Republican, I'm not going to vote for them. If they're a Democrat, I'll vote for them.
So you will. You will vote. So that'll be more likely. Okay, awesome. To continue, sir. We're 70%, so we're almost done, okay? But I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for, you know, county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for that candidate, okay? And Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County as their reporter.
I'll vote for him.
Okay. Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council.
To be honest, I don't know, but if
you know,
if they're a Democrat, I will vote for them. If they're a Republican, I'm not going to vote for them. It's kind of that simple.
All right. And what do you think about Steve Rendell? He currently serves as county supervisor.
Again, if he's a Democrat, yes. If he's a Republican, no. I don't really know him.
Got it. Now, after hearing more information, and the primary election for Fresno County supervisor were held today, and the, you know, the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Diane Bordes, Steve Rendell, county supervisor and businessman, Brian Herrera, and Polydictus, for example, CPA and accounting SSA recorder. For whom will you build on this one? Like Bredefeld, Diane Bordes, Steve Brando, Bryce Herrera, Polydictus.
Is Polydictus a Democrat?
Yeah, the same.
Then yeah, I'll vote for him.
Right. Gary Bredefeld?
If they're a Democrat, yes.
All right. Now, well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and council member, Don Bredes, the same thing, right? I imagine you would say the same thing if it's Democrat.
Yeah.
Deals, right? Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
I'm a Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong?
Strong.
Very, very, yeah. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal. Somewhat liberal.
Yeah.
All right. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Is that until 11th grade, high school?
College.
College. Four-year college? Reddit?
Four-year college.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends?
Currently.
With friends.
I live with friends. Home with friends, yes.
Oh, okay, that's good. Sir, so far so good. We have completed the survey, and thank you so much for sharing your time answering all these questions. Be safe. Take care. Have a good one.
Of course.
My best.
Take care.
All right.